Okay, today's daf Nun Tes. We are on Nun Tes. We are actually about 8-9 lines into Nun Tes Amud Aleph, where it says Amar Abaya. So we just read a brisa, and in that brisa there were a lot of shittas and a lot of different kinds of grapes. But Rabbi Yosef HaGlili said that if an animal damages your field and eats your shoots, we evaluate how much it's worth based on, he said, b'meshuyer shabo. What does that mean? B'meshuyer shabo. That's on the second to last line on Nuches Amud Beis. Rabbi Yosef HaGlili Omer, nidon b'meshuyer shabo. Achl chaziz, if it ate shoots, nidon, we evaluated, Rabbi Yosef HaGlili Omer, nidon b'meshuyer shabo. We evaluated on the meshuyer. What's meshuyer? Right? Meshuyer means, what's the rest of the field like? In other words, since the animal ate this area, it didn't grow. What did the rest of it grow like? What did the rest of it grow like? Oh, the rest of it grew to X dollars? Oh, you pay the difference. That's Rabbi Yosef HaGlili Shita. So now, Amar Abaya says, Rabbi Yosef HaGlili, Rav Shimon, and Rev Shimon, Amru Davar Echad. They say the same thing, really. Rabbi Yosef HaGlili, we said already. Right? We just said. That's what basically holds. Now, Rabbi Shmuel, what about Rabbi Shmuel? Where did he say the same thing? Right here. The Tanya. He had this on the Vav. We're going to say a slightly different version of this. It says in the Torah, Meitav Sodehu Meitav Karmo Yishalim. When someone damages someone else's property, and they have to pay, and they don't have cash, they give it, I don't have money, but I have a field, you give Meitav Sodehu, the best. Best of who? So, Meitav Sodehu, Meitav Karmo Yishalim, Meitav Sodehu Shel Nizik, Umeitav Karmo Shel Nizik. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds, you pay the value of the victim. The victim gets the value of the best. It's called idiots. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no! Lo b'ha kasef el legabos l'nezakin mit idiots. All the Torah means is, you get paid the best. V'kav ha'chomer lehektish. And certainly hektish. Why should the nizik get paid more than his damage? Why should that be? We said that it goes, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it goes by the idiot of the nizik. Why should that be? If someone damages his lousy field, why should he get paid back in a good field? Why should that be? The answer is, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't even hold that. We're going to see what Rabbi Shmuel really holds. Says Rabbi Akiva, why should that be? What does it mean? He's the best in the mazik. The mazik has to pay his best, and certainly hektish too. V'lo tame a kinder of Edi bar Ovin. Don't try to explain Rabbi Yishmael Shita the way Rav Edi bar Ovin explained it. The Amar Rav Edi bar Ovin, what did he say? Kigon, for example, Sh'achla ruga ben harugos. The animal ate one patch among the field. V'lo yadanan, and we don't know. E kichusha havi, was it a weak patch? Was it a lousy area? E shmeina hava, or was it a good area? We don't know. They're right next to each other is good and bad. That one was already maybe harvested. This one was eaten by the animal. We don't know which one the animal ate. Therefore, the Amar kum shlim shmeina b'meitav de'ika hashta. Therefore, what? Sensei Yibaravin, or what Rishmol means is, since we don't know, we make you pay the best. Since we don't know, we make you pay the best. Don't say that. Dahachi lo amrinan. We don't say that. My time, why? Hamotzi mechaveru ol v'raya. You want the animal to pay for the field? So bring a raya. As of a suffix, you're making him an idiot? That can't be pshat. So what was he, Ravidya Bravin, thinking? What was he thinking? He doesn't hold for Hamotzi mechaveru ol v'raya. What was he thinking? Right? So now, we're going to give a different shot. Ella, b'meitav d'lekamei. No, what it means is, evaluate the best from what's left. Umay nihu, kihechid d'solek. Same idea as Rav Yossi. You evaluate, okay, so the animal ate that patch. Of course we know which patch. If we don't know, how much is mechavir olvaraya? Of course we know which patch. So how do we evaluate it? Oh, what would it have been had it grown? Then it would have been at its maximum potential, maximum value, right? Maximum value is, don't come to me when I just planted the seed. Come back in 6 months when it grows. That is geschmack. Maximum value. That's idios. That's meitav sodehu. What would it have been at its maximum worth? Oh, that it would have been $X per square foot, $X per beis, whatever it is. And look what your animal did. Your animal made it nothing. Oh, you pay the difference.
Now what happened if we have a field which is not uniform? So some areas of the field are better, some areas are worse.
That's
which,
right.
Which one do you choose?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. But getting that, so what was the Vidya Bravin thinking? Since I have a suffix, therefore I'm making you pay the best. Why should that be? So there's a few answers to that question. The Merome Sada, that's the Netziv, he says as follows: that Hamotzi Mechaveru Olav Araya also applies. I have a mitzvah. It's a chiv in the Torah that if I damage, you have to pay. I have a mitzvah to pay back. However, there's a difference between a chi of mamon of reshus to a chi of a mitzvah. What's a chi of mamon of reshus? I borrow money from you. I have to pay you back. How much did I borrow? We have a fight. We have a dispute. You want money from me? You have to bring a riot. That's different. That's different. It's a difference between a reshus and a chi of. The chi of mitzvah, right, he holds, if I know for sure that you have a chi of to pay me, why? Because your animal damaged my property. I could get the idiot without bringing a raya. Why? Because you certainly owe me the money, right? And he says over here, there's a rove that says that the animal ate from the best. Why? Because animals always eat from the best, right? Animals always will veer towards the best part of the field. That's the way animals are. You put junk in front of them, and you put good stuff, they're going to eat the good stuff. People are the same way, right? So since there's a rove that the animal ate the good stuff, and you have a chiv to pay back, says the netziv, Hamotzi Mechaveru Olav Araya doesn't come into play here. Doesn't come into play here. That's how Ravida Baravan held, make him pay the best. Okay? That's one shot. The Or Sameach, right, Rabbi Simcha, has a different shot. He holds as follows. You have a chiv to pay, similar to a poshea, right? You're like a poshea, and the right? In other words, your animal, you were poshea because your animal went into my field and ate my produce. When are you a poshea? The minute that happened. The minute you let your animal eat in my field, you're like a poshea, right? What's the problem now? I don't know. Which part did he eat? Did he eat the good stuff or the junk? We don't know. Right? It's a suffix. So what's the pshat? You, says the Arsameach, you surely have a chiyuv to pay me back. It's just a suffix now, how much you have to pay. Because what kind of feel was it? So it's as if you have a suffix about whether or not you paid me back. You certainly have to pay me. What? Only if I did, we're quibbling about the money. So that's like a suffix like that. You don't say Motzi Mechaveru Olav Araya for that. He said, it's not true, it's not 100% true, but as he says, that Harei Zeh Ki'ilu Vadeh HaYichayev Lo, you certainly have a chiyuv to pay me. Ela, She'eni Yodea Im Kvar Parachovo. We just don't know if you paid me back or not. Why? Because we're quibbling over the price. Why? Because we don't know where the animal ate. That's all it is. L'fikach misafek hu mishalim shmeina. You have to pay the best. V'lo shayach lomer v'zeh ha-motzi mechaver olav araya. Okay? Next. Now, Amar Mar. We said yesterday, there's basically three levels of grapes. There's the lowest level, not three levels, three stages of growth. That's a better way to put it. There's three stages of growth. The first stage is called Lulavei Gefanim, and Yichurei Te'enim. That's the earliest stage. They're just shoots. They're just starting to grow. Then you have what's called Smador, which is already budding a little bit. Then the last stage is called Pagim. Pagim. They're already almost grown. Three different stages. Now, Amar Mar. We said yesterday, there are Shur ben Yehuda Omer Mishum of Shimon, B'med Devar Mamurim. When is all that true about Chiyuvim, She'achlalu Gapim, Gifanim, V'yichurei Te'enim? If an animal ate the shoots of the vine or the shoots of the fig, av ha smador. But let's say the animal already ate smador, which is a higher stage, more grown. Roan osam ki ilu anavim omdos libater. We already view them as grapes ready to come off. Okay? Aim a seifa. If that's true, look at the seifa. The seifa says, ach la pagim oboser. If the animal already ate pagim oboser, what's that? That's already the third stage. Then, roin osan ki'ilu anavim omdos libater. We view that as grapes ready to come off. Why? Because the mamash ready to come off. Hosmador. But if it's only smador, which is the second stage of growth, roin osan kama hiyafa v'kama hoisiyafa. Then we say, how much was it worth before the animal ate? How much was it worth now? Are we making an evaluation? Now, this diuk is inconsistent. On the one hand, we put smador with the first stage. On the other hand, we stick smador with the third stage. What's pshat? Amar Ravina, kroch v'tani, bundle it up and read it as follows. In other words, we're going to lump smador together with the third stage. B'medim amar murim, when is all that true? B'zman she'achlo lo v'gavanim v'churi te'enim. When it ate produce at the first stage. Aval achla smador. But if it already ate smador, what's smador? Smador at the second stage. Pagin obosar, or the third stage? Roan osan ki ilon avim omnusli batzer. We view it as if they're ready to come off. Ihachi, if that's true, then Rishur ben Yehuda, hein Rabbi Yeshua, one held smador, and one held stage three, pagin. So then there's no machlokas between the two of them. Now we're saying they're really saying the same shita. Right? That's a different halacha because they're ready to come off. So the Gemara says, you're right, they are the same shita. One difference, ikke benayu kachash gufna. The difference is, do you deduct the amount that when the grape is still on the vine, but it's ready to come off, why didn't you take it off? Because you didn't get around to it. So that grape is still on the vine, it doesn't have to be there anymore, it can come off. But now it's weakening everybody else. Why? Because it's nourishing from the ground, it's nourishing off the vine, and it's weakening the vine. So it's really, you really could deduct a certain value, because it's reducing the value of all the other grapes. So it's reducing the price. You understand? Why? Because it's still there. If it's there, it's nourishing. And if it's nourishing, it's reducing the value of all the other grapes, so there should be a reduction in the price. That's the machlokas. One says you do that, one says you don't do that. But, We don't know who said what. Says the Gemara, Abai Amar, Mesayimi u Mesayimi. No, we know exactly who said what. Man, Tana, Dechayish, Lekachash, Gufna. Who's the one who holds that we allow such a deduction? Listen to this. Rashir ben Yehuda holds, Rashir ben Yehuda Omer, Rashir ben Asya, Ones, let's say a guy's Ma'anis a woman. Right? He's Ma'anis a woman. He has relations with a woman, Shalom Kuritzon, not with her will, against her will. And the halacha is that if she agrees, they have to be married. What if she doesn't agree? She's not married to this guy. Right? So she gets married to someone else. Says Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, says Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Eino mashalim es hatzar. You don't have to pay tzar. They have to pay her money. He was nezek, boshes, all these things. Everyone knows now she's a tainted woman, right? So there's a deduction. You have to pay her money. Says you don't have to pay tzar. Why not? Bibnei shesofel yitzdar tachas baila. She anyway was going to have this happen to her. She was going to become not a basula when she got married. So what did you do, really? Yeah, you were honest, sir. You have to pay all... You don't have to be tired. Anyway, it was going to happen. That's machlokas. He holds. Anyway, this was going to happen to her. Anyway, she was going to become not a basula. That always has tzar involved. Right? Even when she gets married, happy marriage, she likes her husband, a wonderful chasen. They go home after the chasana. There's going to be tzar that night. So therefore, if someone else does it to her, if someone else violates her, you don't have to pay tzar. Why? It was going to happen anyway. It's the same exact svara as saying, I can deduct the price of the grapes. I can deduct the price of the grapes. Because anyway, it was ruining the grapes. It was ruining the other grapes. As long as you didn't take them off, it's a deduction. So do over here. Anyway, it was going to happen. Since anyway it was going to happen, I don't have to pay for tzar. Amrulo, they argue, no, ain't a doma, nevelis, brats, and nevelis, ba'ones. You can't compare someone, a woman being violated ba'ones to being with her husband beratzen. Of course, this is tzar. That's biology. Can't argue with that. But there's no comparison between someone, a woman that does this willingly with her husband, and a woman that's basically raped or you know, seduced. Can't compare the two. Yeah, it's tzar. You can't compare. Therefore, the tzar doesn't go away. But if Shimon ben Yehuda holds, the tzar does go away. Since the tzar goes away, that's the same svara as not having to pay for the grapes. Being able to deduct it. It was going to happen anyway. So too, it was going to happen anyway. Okay? Next. Amar Abaya. Hani Tanoi, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Amru Dov Rechod. A similar idea, how Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, who says that you deduct the value of the grapes, because it was ruining it anyway. Anyway, it was going to get ruined. That's the same exact shita as what we're going to say right now. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Hadamorin. That we just said that. Hani Tanoi Maihi. What about this? The Tanya. Listen to this. Rav Yossi Omer. Same shita. Same idea. Let's say a guy causes a woman to miscarry. He causes a woman to miscarry. Now what does he have? He has to pay. It was an ethic. He bumped into her, or even if he did it on purpose, whatever it is. He caused a woman to miscarry. So, naki chaya. You could deduct the value of the midwife. Why? Because since she was going to have a baby, she was pregnant, she was going to have a baby, she was going to have to go to the hospital and have a midwife and deliver the baby. That costs money. Now, I saved her from having to pay those expenses. So, I'm going to have to pay whatever number of value for the vlad, 100%, but I could deduct the price of the midwife. I saved the midwife fee. Now, everybody would be willing to pay that fee, and everybody doesn't mind paying that fee, but Lamai said, the husband doesn't have to pay that fee now. So therefore, let's say it's $1 million for the Vlad. So you minus $1,000 for the, I saved it $1,000, having to pay the midwife. Same exact shita. Benaze Omer, Nichei Mizonos. You could deduct the extra food that the pregnant woman eats. Right? We all know pregnant women eat more than a non-pregnant woman. So you could deduct that price. Now, from, let's say it happened in the sixth month. So from the sixth to the ninth month, you figure out how much extra she's going to be eating. You deduct that price. Some say, Rashi says, look at Rashi. Nechim Mizonos. She utzarech lahosef al mazonos ishto b'mei kishuya. Right? At the time of her, when she's giving birth. The hashta ain't kishin, that'll never happen. Alma menachinen mashu asid lahosi. You can deduct it. Others say, you can deduct the mazonos of the child. That's what others say. So she was going to have a baby, right? Babies eat. Children eat. What age do you stop doing that? Maybe they said 6 years old. Then you already have no machiv, right? We've been learned that already. So either way, you can deduct that price. Now, mandar menichichaya. Other times you can deduct the value of the midwife. Kolshkein nichim mazonos. You could surely deduct the mazonos. Mandar menichim mazonos. And the one who says you can deduct mazonos, avon nechichaya lo. You can't deduct the midwife fee. You know why? The amalei, because the husband could say, itza, didi, my wife, pekichohi, she's such a smart woman. Velo mibayachay, she doesn't need a midwife. She's able to give birth without a midwife. Well, you want to now cheat me out of $1,000 for the midwife? She wouldn't have a midwife. My wife is a midwife. My wife? No way. She doesn't need a midwife. She can give birth without a midwife. Since you can make such a claim, there's a machlokas about that. Could you deduct such a fee? The bottom line is, it's the same idea as the grapes. Just like the grapes are this is automatic, so too, the midwife is automatic. He doesn't, the mazonos, I agree, that's automatic. This is not so automatic. Okay, one more few more lines, then we get to the next story. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breda of Yeshua, Ovid Uvda, Kavate, Rav Nachman. This story happened once in front of Rav Nachman, about chopping down a tree, and deciding how much value it's worth. So the Gemara says, B'shishim. He said, we should evaluate this tree as if it would have been in a field of shishim trees, and then what would the difference of value be? Lishna Achrina, another version had Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breda, Veshua, Shamo, Dikla, Agav, Ketina, Da'ara. No, they evaluated the tree as if it basically was standing by itself. What's the pshat? V'hilchasa kavaseh derav papa v'huna b'rei d'vishua b'dikla da'ara ma. With a normal tree, an Aramanian tree, they would evaluate it as if it's in a large field. V'hilchasa kavaseh derav d'reish galutza b'dikla parsa. But if it was a Persian tree, which Rashi says is very expensive and very chashuv, that was evaluated on its own two legs. And since it's chashuv, and that's what he said over here, they would evaluate it by itself. Okay. Yeah, you got a question? Next. Very interesting story here. Eliezer Ze'ira, Eliezer Ze'ira, have a Messiah Misani Ukma. He was wearing black shoes. Why was he wearing black shoes? Rashi says, Minag Avelim. The Minag Avelim. He was wearing black shoes. It's the makar for wearing black. Well, seriously, one of the makar was for wearing black when you're an Avel. Right? He was wearing black shoes. What? Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. Everybody wears black shoes, right? It's a bizarre to wear white shoes, as Tosfos talks about that. Tosfos says, either the shoes were not as clean, they were dirtier, or they weren't as shiny. So it was a simon that he was an Avel. That's what most say. Or, he was wearing black shoes, he was also wearing black clothes. In other words, they were wearing even black shoes. Everybody wears black shoes. Everybody wears white shoes, right? He was wearing even black shoes.
In those days?
Yeah, in those days. He was wearing even black shoes, and certainly he was wearing black clothes. That's how they read it. So who wears black clothes every day? That's already, yeah, for that, you're already a novel. So, the Kai B'shuka de Nahar Dah, he was walking down the street in Nahar Dah, we're going to see, he wasn't really a novel. The Ashkechu de Be'Resh Galusa, the Resh Galusa bumped into him. Amale, Maishna, Hani, Misanoi. Why are you wearing black? Amalehu, the Ka Ma'avilna a Yerushalayim. Now I'm mourning over Yerushalayim. That's why I'm wearing black. Now I didn't lose a relative, I'm mourning over Yerushalayim. Right? Amrule, at cheshavta lethabula Yerushalayim. What, you're somebody who can mourn over Yerushalayim? Who do you think you are? You can mourn over Yerushalayim? Savor, you are a who? They thought he was a show-off. They thought he was a show-off. Now why, you're not allowed to mourn over Yerushalayim? So, Rashi says, no, there is no Rashi. The, 1 second. First of all, Rav Moshe Feinstein proves from here that, you know, there's a halacha, I'm not sure people in Israel this halacha, there's a halacha that one amma of your home has to remain unpainted, zechel l'chorban, right? Says Rav Moshe, it's in Arachayim Chel Gimel Simen Pei Vav, that you can get away with making it a different color. It doesn't have to necessarily be unpainted. Says Rav Moshe, Yochiach mikan shegam ha-meshayer amma b'beis zechel l'chorban v'tziva b'shachor, you paint it black, why? Even if it's good looking color. Even if it's good looking. Why? Sherry Amru Bishabas, because we say it was Hekla Shabbos. That Talmidei Chachamim Shebebavel. Hayimak Pidin Shayim Begadim Noim. Talmidei Chacham has to look like a mensch. He has to look like a Talmidei Chacham. He can't look like a beggar. He has to look like a chash of a person. Vim Kain. Echa Yaholech Eliezer Ze'ira in Begadim Shechurim Shayim Noim. How can he go with bad looking clothes? Can't be. B'tzaruch lomar, pshat is, shayholachem abagadim shechurim noyim. He went with good, nice black clothes. They were nice. Just what? They were black. Nobody wears black shirts. There's a mafia, right? He was wearing nice clothes. He was wearing nice clothes. Happens to be, it was black. V'af sheheim noyim tzavua hashachar hutzeva hamesamel avelus. What's pshat? Black is a symbol of mourning. It's all very simple. Black is, does it mean you have to be a junkie? No. He was dressed like a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham dresses b'kavod. Happens to be, it was black. Ulachin, gam hasadis ha'am v'beisa b'teva shachor. You paint your am black. V'kayim, zeh, zecha l'chorban. Ki shachor u'tzeva ha'mavata avelos. Black is a symbol of avelos. It doesn't have to necessarily be empty. It could even be black. I never knew that. That might make it even worse. Makes it even harder. No? Okay, now, why is it that only a Talmud Chacham is allowed to mourn over the Beit HaMikdash? What about a regular person? Right? Who do you think you are mourning over Yerushalayim? Who do you think you are? You think you're somebody? Right? You, however, they thought it was a show-off. Right? If you're a somebody, you can mourn. If you're not a somebody, you can't mourn. Why? So, the Chassam Sofer has two answers, and the Einakov has one answer. The Chassam Sofer says, it says in the Pasuk, at the end of the Tochacha, it says, "Va'af gam zot b'hiyosam be'eretz aveihem lo ma'astim v'lo ga'altim." But don't worry, because I'm never going to really completely wipe you off. I'm never really going to completely destroy the Bnei Yisrael. What's va'af? So the Gemara, the Medrash says, the Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Megillah, that even in Golos, Hashem will leave over the Rabbanim, the Chachmei Yisrael, the Beis HaMedrash, all that's going to remain. And that will be the Nechama for Klal Yisrael. Yes, I gave you a Chorban. Yes, I sent you out. No question about it. But the Afgan Zos. I gave you the Rabbanim. I gave you Beis HaMedrash. That'll be your Nechama. Till you come back. Right? That's the Gemara says that. Therefore, if you're not a Gavra Rabba, if you're not a Gavra Rabba, and you're mitzabel on the Chorban, it shows that you don't have any connection to the Talmidei Chachamim. If you did, then that's your Nechama. Right? He says over here, Echad shehu eino gavra rabba, if you're not a gavra rabba, umitzabel al hachurban, harehu marek kimi she'ein chashuv be'einav ha-talmidei chachamim she'eish ba'am Yisrael. It's as if you're not ma'achshiv ha-talmidei chachamim. Right? Lachain, therefore, they got upset at him. That's one shot. Second shot, he says, is, let's say the king dies. King dies, right? The president dies, and everybody's in mourning. Everybody has a day off from work. Everybody watches the Levaya on TV. Right? It happens. It happens a few times in history, right? The Melech dies. The president dies. It's a tragic day. Now, the beggar in the street, when they go for the interviews and they interview people that are mourning and that are sick, what they go to the guy who's the janitor in the building? No, they don't go to him. They go to the senators. They go to the hush of the people, right? Why? Because the more you respected him, the more chashiv you are, the more special you are, the more important you were, so correspondingly was the loss that you just suffered by having the president die. Right? Well, you're some beggar in the street, what does that have to do with the president? Right? If you're the governor and you lost the president, that's a big slap. That's a big blow. Right? So Hashem Kaviyachol, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So who are you? Meant anything to you? Meant something to you? It's a hard word to understand. Meant something to you? That's the word. Meant something to you? If it meant something to you, then your Chacham must be someone special. Right? The Ein Yaakov says... I'll tell you a mashal. We said this once over here in the shul. There's a mashal. Ready for the mashal? The Torah never says where Yerushalayim is. The Torah never says where it is. What does it say? The place I'll show you. Why doesn't the Torah say where it is? The Torah never says where it is. We're getting off topic, but it's worth it. Why does the Torah never say where it is? Never says where it is. Why not? There's a mashal. So what's a guy sitting in a bar? He's sitting in a bar, and you remember this? What? One, sitting in a bar, and a guy walks in, and the guy says, listen, I need 300 rubles right, it's like 100 years ago, I need 300 rubles right now. If I get 300 rubles, I will give somebody the deed to my forest. You get the deed to my forest, you'll be set for life. So then why don't you sell the forest? He says, listen, I don't have time, I have a chance of a lifetime, I got to go to Paris, I need 300 rubles. If I have 300 rubles, I'll be set for life, I'll give you the deed to my house, the deed to my forest. This guy's sitting there. He says, hey, I have 300 rubles back in my house, in my drawer, in my den, in my study. That's my reserve money. I'll run home. I'll get the 300 rubles, and I'll come right back, and I'll give it to the guy, and it'll all be good. Right? So he's running home. While he's walking home, in the house, one of his kids found the 300 rubles notes, and he started scribbling on them with his crayon. And he's ruining them. He made them ruined. He covered the face of the czar. They're now worthless. The mother walks in, sees the son, sees the baby playing with the 300 rubles, she takes the rubles away, and she starts to cry. Oh my goodness, $300, 300 rubles, so much money. The father walks in, and sees what happened, and he starts to cry. The baby's also crying. They're all crying. All three of them are crying. The baby's crying because he lost his toy. The mother's crying because she lost 300 rubles. And the father's crying because he lost the chance of a lifetime. They're all crying. Whose crying is the most intense? Whose crying is the most intense? The father. Why? Because he knows all the facts. He knows all the facts. That's why his crying is the most intense. Because he knows all the facts. The baby knows the least fact. The mother knows a little more. He has all the facts. If Yerushalayim means something to you, you'll know all the facts. You'll know where it is. You'll know what it's all about. When you cry on Tisha B'Av, when you cry, what does it mean to you? Well, the more you know, the more it means to you. That's exactly what the Chassam Sofer is saying. The more you know about it, the more it means to you. Right? You can cry, everyone cry. So I said, who do you think you are? It means something to you. Does it mean anything to you? Do you think about it? Do you consider it? Do you talk it? What does it mean to you? That's exactly what the Chassam Sofer is saying. Okay? And then Yaakov says, one more shot, that there's a pasuk in Kehelet, that Yosef Das, Yosef Machov, similar idea. The more you know, the more it matters to you, that the bum in the street can get away with a little bit of Havelis, Right? The chashuvim people have more veilus. Right? You go on Tisha B'Av, you see people, the mamish crying. But we don't see that around here. You go in certain places, you see people really crying. It really means something to them. Right? See that? Who are you? You're walking around in black? Who do you think you are? So, okay? Good? No? No good? No? So, he says to him, not only that, Aisuha v'chavshuha. They put him in prison. Okay. Amar lahu, Gav Rabbana. What do you mean? What are you doing to me? I'm a great man. He wasn't being a show-off. He wasn't saying that to be a balgaiva. He was saying it to be sincere. I'm a great man. Amri le, Mena Yadan. How do we know? We don't know who you are. Amar lahu, so he said, oh, atun boy mine milsa. Ask me anything. Oh, ano I boy minaychu milsa. I'll ask you anything. So amrule boy at, ask me something. So amrulahu hai man dekut kufra. What happens if somebody cuts off a fig? My mashal, what does he pay? That's what the question he asked to get himself out of prison. Amrule mashal to make kufra. He said to pay the value of the fig. He says I have a havi timer, but it's going to be worth more. It's going to be a real fig. This is a shoot, like a baby fig. It's going to be worth a big fig. So amrule mashal to make timer. So that he has to pay the big fig. Amrulahu v'halav tamer shakal minei. Right now it's not. So Amru Lei, so Emelon At, Emelon At, so you tell us the answer. So Amru, so they said, Beshishim, you make an evaluation if it's a size of 60. So Amru Lei, Man Amar Kavasach, who said that? Amru, so he said, Hai Shmuel Chayab Bezdino Kayim, Shmuel's alive, his Bezin's alive. Shadru Kameh to Shmuel, they went to Shmuel, Amru, Shaprika Amru, Beshishim, Veshishim, Veshav Kuha. He said, you're right, we do it over Shishim, and then they let him out of jail. Okay? Because he was a yuhara, he was a show off, right? Okay. Next, Reb Shimon Omer Yichol Aperos Achla Peros Gemurim. Reb Shimon said that it depended. If you ate Peros Gemurim that are ready to be cut off, then you pay value on Peros Gemurim. If they're not ready to be cut off, then you pay on the value of the whole field. My timer. What's the reason for that? Had Amar Achman Obir B'Steyacher. Says ubir b'steyacher malamid sheshamen al gabe hasade. You evaluate over the field ubir b'steyacher, the other guy's field. Hani mili midi the tzarich hasade. That's only if something is needed for the field. Hani, but these kiven de lo tzrichi hasade beinayhu boi l'shlume. But now these are no longer needed. Why are they no longer needed? Because they're just as good off the field. They're already ready. They're ripe. Why didn't he right take them off yet? He's getting around to it. They're just as good. Since they're just as good, We don't evaluate it based on the field anymore. It's now evaluated on its own merits. Amar of Huna Bre Barchia, Amar of Yirmiyah Bar Avin, Amar Rav Kira Meir. I'm sorry. Don Kirav Kirav Meir Upasa Kilchasa Kir Shimon. Once upon a time, we said a vort like Rav Meir, and we paskin like Rav Shimon. Don Rav Kirav Meir. Where did we hold like Rav Meir? The Tanya. The following case: a woman had a ksuva, and the ksuva said she's entitled to a field. Then what happened was Kasav Lurishon. He wrote, the man, the husband wrote, that he's selling a field to so-and-so. He's selling a field to so-and-so. V'lo chasmalo. And his wife didn't agree to that. She didn't sign on that. Then, l'sheni. Then he said he wants to sell his field to sheni. V'chasmalo. And she agreed to that. She signed, I agreed to sell the field that's entitled to me, to sheni. Then, you know what? Avda ksuvasa. Her ksuvah's lost. Why? Because she was masking, she's not getting any ksuva. She signed it away. Now, why can't she get the money from the first field? Because the first guy could say, what do you mean? Field number two is still here. Field number two is still available. So I can't be required to give the field back to you. Field number two, you were masking, lady. You lost it. Divir Meir. If you don't know, you call each other. She could say, no, nachas ruach hasisi labayali. I just did that to be nice to my husband. But, atem malachem alai. What do you have against me? So she's allowed to say that. We don't hold like that. We hold like a mayor. She signs it away. She doesn't have to be so nice to her husband about that. Right? She doesn't have to do that. She signs it away. And v'lachas akrab shimon. Where do we say that? V'lachas akrab shimon. Kiha, right here. Didnan, v'shimon omer, achla peros, gemurin. If the animal eats complete peros, v'shalem es peros, gemurin. You pay back complete peros. Im sasayim. Doesn't make a difference how big or small. Why? Because they're ready to come off. They're considered as if they're already off. Next Mishnah. This Mishnah is mamish, a repeat of a Mishnah we had already. The Achronim go to town. What's this Mishnah? Why is Mishnah repeated? We'll see why in a second. Hamagadish pesoch sada chavero. If I'm piling up wheat in Marcel's field, I'm piling up wheat in his field without permission. Shalom Bereshit, without permission. And Marcel's animal eats it all up. Potter. He's Potter. Why? So what are you doing in my field? What are you doing in my field? And not only that, if Marcel's animal gets damaged on that stuff that I'm piling up, Balagadish Chayiv. I'm Chayiv. V'im Hagadish Bereshit, but if I had permission, then Balagadish Chayiv, then Marcel's going to be responsible. We had this already. We had this already. Remember, we had it with the jug and the food. We had it already. What's it doing here? So maybe it's here for the following one tiny chiddush. Lema tanan delo karebi. Let's say this mission is not like Rebbe, because we had Rebbe already. Gizot di karebi ha'amar adchi kabel of balabayis lishmar. The only time Marcel would ever be chayiv, not that he didn't give permission. That wasn't enough. He had to say, I'm being makabel rishus. Right? So he had to say that. Not mikabel rishus. I'm being mikabel shmira. Not only I let you get, you can come in here, fine, come, you want to pile up, fine, I don't mind, I have room. Go to the corner over there, pile up. No, more than that. He's not going to be chayav until he says that I'll be a shomer on it. So, Amar of Papa, Hacha, we know what we're talking about over here, V'notil Beidoria Skinan. We're talking about a guy who is his job. It basically, we're not talking about Marcel's field anymore. We're talking about a silo. And everybody comes and brings their stuff to the silo. And then there's a guy, a schlepper over there, who takes care of it. So, when he says, the kiva de amale ayil, the gadush, once he says, yeah, you wanna, it was waiting on lunch to bring this stuff to the silo to be piled up. And the schlepper there says, yeah, go and bring it in. Yeah, you're, we have room for you. Yeah, don't worry about it. So, the ayil v'nata lachahu, it's as if he said, I will be a shomer. He didn't say a word. All he said was, come right in. It comes along with the job. That's a little bit of a chiddush. That we didn't know that beforehand. And if it comes along with the job, you don't have to say, I'm going to be shomer. It's understood.
He's paying a fee for that?
Yeah, maybe he's paying a fee for that. Okay. We are now done with Shor. We're done with Bar. Now the next one is Eish. Right? And like Rebbe Yehuda HaNatzi Kedarka B'Kodesh, he starts off with a detail. HaShaleach Es HaBe'ir B'Yachher Reshot of a Katan. If you give a fire to a Cher Reshot of a Katan, Potter B'Dinei Adam, you're Potter from Dinei Adam. Right? Why are you putter from Dinei Adam? What? The Gzeres HaKasev? No. That's not why. Forgot why.
Because
they did it. You're not causing direct damage. But V'chayev B'Dinei Shemayim. V'chayev B'Dinei Shemayim for that. How do you give a fire to a 5-year-old boy? How do you do such a thing? Now, the Gemara is going to qualify this anyway. Now, Shilach B'Yad Pikeach. If you give it to a Pikeach, then Pikeach Chayev. The Pikeach is Chayev. Why? Because he has das. What do you want from me? I gave you the fire. I told you to watch it. He went ahead. I didn't watch it. Echad hei v'yes ha'or. Somebody brings the fire, but he doesn't bring the kindling. Right? Ve'echad hei v'yes ha'etzim. And then somebody brings the wood. Hei v'yes ha'etzim chayev. The one who brings the wood is chayev. Why? Because without the wood, it wasn't going anywhere. It's going to die out in 2 seconds. He brought the wood. His fault. Now the other way around. Echad hei v'yes ha'etzim. A guy sitting there with wood. But he doesn't have any matches. Ve'echad hei v'yes ha'or. And somebody brings the matches. Hey, V'Yisar, Chayiv. The one who brings the matches is Chayiv. Why? Because without wood, you can't make a fire. What? Right, right, exactly. The chicken and the egg. It's exactly right. So sometimes it could be that. Sometimes it could be that. What came first? Exactly. You're exactly right. Who? Okay, Gemara's going to get to that. Ba, Achar, V'Liba. Let's say they're both there. And now somebody comes and starts fanning it. He's blowing, he's fanning it. Hamalava Chayiv. That guy's Chayiv. Livza haruach. What if the wind came along? Also the hurricane. Kulam patur, and everybody's putter. Why? Because you're only chayiv on a ruach mitzuya. Ruach ain't a mitzuya. You're not chayiv on that. What? The Gemara, the Rishonim asked that question. That right? It's a very very big discussion whether they're not all chayiv. I'm going to leave it now because we might touch on it tomorrow. Now. Amar Rish Lakish, Mishmei Dechizkiah. Lo Shano, everything we said is only true. Ela Shemata Lo Gacheles V'Liba. That's where you gave a Gacheles to a Cheresh Shotev HaKatan. And it was, and V'Liba. And then the Cheresh Shotev HaKatan himself turned that Gacheles into a fire. Avol Masar Lo Shalheves. You give the guy a torch? Of course you're Chayiv. My Taima, My Tzikah Gormelo. You're into actions. You don't give a 5-year-old boy a torch. Yeah, you gave him a little match, it was going to go out in 2 seconds. Somehow the cotton went ahead and lit another thing. That everybody's not responsible. You give him a torch that's going to last for 3 hours? Of course you're chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. I feel the mashal shalavis potter. Even if you give mashal shalavis, you potter. My time, why? Tavsa the cherish garmelo. The grabbing of the cherish is what caused it. V'lo machayev. You're not chayev ad shemashalo. Gives thorns, silta, chips, shraga, a torch. Tahu vade maise garmelo. That's dahu vade maise didei garmu. Then for sure we could say your actions caused the damage. If not, we're not. If not, not. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow's daf is really one of the most fascinating dafs in all of Shas. It's a really, really unbelievable daf. You have tremendous alumnus tomorrow, and Hashkafa, and Amud Beis is entirely agadah. It's a fascinating, fascinating things. Har Gal Yavar is tomorrow. The on the bottom over here about, it's just an unbelievable, unbelievable daf. We'll try to do our best. I really hope to start on time tomorrow, 6:10, because we're never going to finish it if we otherwise. And then there's no way to stop even. It's just not much like, whenever we run out of time, we'll stop. Because it just keeps on going. It doesn't really stop tomorrow. So, everyone have a good day and a very, very good Chodesh, and we'll resume tomorrow. Later.